You just saw missed opportunities. I think, you know, there's some games that you lose and you look at it and you just see, you know, where you just got beat on all aspects and had no chance. That was not the case on this one. I thought we had opportunities. We let some plays slip away. We let some opportunities slip away. And, you know, we just couldn't make them up at the end. And so I think there's things that are very correctable that we'll be able to do and play much better. So we'll learn a lot from this game, though.
Some of the issues, not being able to run the ball as well, the red zone stuff, were similar to what you guys experienced early last year. Was that alarming at all? Because those had disappeared at the 6-0 finish.
Well, you know, we still, you know, hopefully we can run the ball better. You know, we also, you know, that can come with, you know, when you throw the ball a little bit better, that can open up the run games. And, you know, we just never got into a great rhythm and mixing up the run and pass and the play action. So, overall, we the run game helps the pass and vice versa. So, we just got to be more productive. You know, we had some opportunities to convert some third downs that we were just a little bit off on a few things. And when you do that, you get more plays, you get more rhythm, and you can keep the defense on the field longer, and that gives you sometimes some opportunities to run the ball a little bit better.
One of the things you guys did so well in the playoff run was, you know, be opportunistic, take advantage of opportunities. How much of the talk was that today? You know, the goal line series comes to mind. How much of that was a talk today?
I mean, the goal line series, obviously, yeah, you like to get a touchdown in that circumstance. But, you know, overall, I mean, that's, you know, that didn't decide the game. There's, you know, more. You know, you kind of look at more opportunities where, hey, you got a guy open, or you got, you know, a chance to make a play here, or, you know, if we would have blocked this a little bit better, we could have hit this, or we had a chance to make a big run, you know, we're one block away. You kind of look at those type of things where, you know, everybody, a lot of the guys are doing everything correct, and there may be just one or two guys that aren't on quite the same page, and so, you know, you have a missed opportunity. So I think, you know, it's just, you know, learning, you know, how you know, there's going to be a lot of play. There's going to be some plays where, hey, the defense has a perfect call, and that's the reason you're stopped, or that's the reason a drive ends. And then, but when you're stopping yourselves from converting on plays and having success, that's when you know, you can't afford to have those plays.
Yeah, like people talk often about, you know, the balance attack, run versus pass. In your mind, is there a number that a team needs to have, or is it really just more about the results of each of the phases?
Right. You know, you try to be balanced, but it's, you know, you got to see what the defense is doing and you know, what's working and what's not, and obviously, you know, if you can throw the ball successfully and you can keep the safeties high you know, so get the defense worn out and get those linebackers dropping, and you know, it should open up the run and vice versa. When you're running the ball well, that's slow down the pass rush. So, you know, both of them have to be complement each other. And, you know, there's no set number. I think in a game you got to just have a feel for what's going on. And Coach Gilbride does a great job of calling plays and seeing, you know, what we're having success with and you know, staying with that.
Would you take a step back after this game? You just sit there and say, this is a wake-up call, we got to be a lot better.
Well, I think, you know, yeah, definitely. You definitely have to be a lot better. And, you know, I think there's a lot you can learn from the first game. I think your first game, you know, where you're playing four quarters and, you know, you got a game plan and the first game of the season, they're, you know, had a, you know, an off season to put in new stuff and have a new, you know, game plan for you and stuff. So there's going to be some adjustments and a learning curve. You have some new players. They got, you know, so I think the first game there is going to be a lot you can learn from that first and second game. And we got to have that mindset and come in next week, have a great week of practice, get better on things, and make sure we go and perform better on game day.